This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Dana Schnazy. Flood protection projects are progressing on both sides of the Mississippi River in southeast Missouri and southern Illinois. The Missouri project is expected to cost more than $11 million and should be finished by the end of this year. The project restores the Bird's Point levee to its original height. The breach aimed at reducing the river level damaged 130,000 acres of farmland and swamped dozens of homes in rural southeast Missouri. The University of Missouri and Missouri S&T recently entered a partnership with Westinghouse Electric Company to determine safety guidelines for the pending establishment of small modular nuclear reactors. The agreement, including Westinghouse Electric Company and Ameren, Missouri, seeks $452 million in Department of Energy grants to build a small nuclear reactor near Fulton. Fulton Mayor Leroy Benton says he looks forward to the positive economic impact the small reactor could have on Mid-Missouri.
You know, we're very excited. I think they're talking maybe an additional 400 jobs down there, and maybe the possibility of a monitoring facility, plus also operator training.
The small modular reactor would power 45,000 homes. The Columbia Chamber of Commerce endorsed Proposition B Tuesday, a measure on the November ballot that would raise the state's tobacco sales rate to 90 cents per pack. Executive Director of the Missouri Petroleum Marketers and Convenience Store Association, Ron Leone, says passing Proposition B would have negative effects on small businesses.
People will lose their jobs, and ultimately we will be generating much less tax revenue for state and local coffers because of that decrease in sales from those critical higher tax border states.
The Columbia Chamber of Commerce says the tax increase would generate around $283 million total revenue. 50% of the annual revenue would go towards secondary and elementary education, 30% for public higher education, and 20% for public health tobacco use prevention. The decision on Proposition B will be left up to the Missouri voters on November 6th. A Missouri appeals court has revived a former professor's gender discrimination lawsuit against the University of Missouri. The Western District Court of Appeals ruled Tuesday that a trial court must determine if Laureen Olson had a legal contract to become the head of the university's communication department in 2010. Olson sued after the College of Arts and Sciences withdrew the job offer when she and Dean Michael O'Brien couldn't agree on compensation and job duties. Olson now teaches at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro. A Boone County judge dismissed most of the lawsuit last fall, saying Olson did not have a legal contract. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports the appeals court reversed that decision, saying a trial court should determine if Olson was offered a legal contract. There's been a lot of talk this year about changing ID requirements for voters, but Secretary of State Robin Carnahan wants residents to know that the law hasn't changed in Missouri. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin has more.
Carnahan says voters can bring a driver's license or other photo ID to the polls if they so choose, but that photo identification is not mandatory.
The laws in Missouri have not changed. In some states, laws were passed and then the courts threw the laws out, and in other states, they have made the changes and they're intact. So people listen to the news and they're not sure what the laws are in Missouri.
The Missouri General Assembly passed a photo ID requirement in 2006, but it was later tossed out by the state Supreme Court. Aside from driver's licenses, voters can use their voter ID card, a current utility bill, bank statement, paycheck stub, or any government document containing the voter's name and address. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
For KBIA News, I'm Dana Schnazy.